From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, January 29th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a new investigation that finds information about Champaign Police Chief Timothy Tyler's spotty track record was not disclosed to city council members before they recommended hiring him. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. 1 week ago, a University of Illinois student was found dead outside in Urbana during sub-zero weather. IPM's Emily Hayes reports his parents have filed a complaint against campus police for failing to find him.
A friend of Akul Dawan called the U of I Police Department around 1 a.m. early Saturday, January 20th. The university says police searched the area, the path he would have taken home, and local hospitals. But it was an unrelated person who found Akul's body 10 hours later and a block away. Ish Dawan is Akul's father. He says he wants to know how police missed his child.
I am going to hold them accountable for Akul's death. Imagine a child being frozen to death on the campus in this day and age.
The Champaign County coroner says he hasn't confirmed that Akul died from hypothermia. He's waiting on the autopsy results. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski says a lack of progress in Washington on the federal budget is also holding up work on a new farm bill. The Springfield Democrat serves on the House Agriculture Committee and says the budget impasse has kept that panel from getting floor time for the farm bill. She says short-term continuing budget resolutions to keep the federal government open are not sufficient.
You know, we kicked the can down the road for the third time now about a week ago, where we did a short-term spending initiative to keep the lights on in the federal government. And I think the 7,200 federal workers that work in the 13th district deserve a lot more than that.
Congress passed its third continuing resolution on January 19th. It extends federal appropriations until early March. Budzinski says Congress has achieved some preliminary bipartisan agreements on a budget framework, but she accuses far-right members of the House Republican majority of slowing progress. The Champaign-Urbana branch of the Party for Socialism and Liberation hosted a protest in Champaign on Saturday. The group and the protesters are calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Illinois Student Newsroom's Nora Longhi was at the scene.
Around 50 protesters gathered at Hassell Park in Champaign to show support for Palestine before marching to Memorial Stadium at the University of Illinois campus. Lua Al-Dasuki, a Champaign resident, is a part of the Palestinian diaspora. She says seeing destruction in Gaza is taking a toll on her mental health.
So we wake up most mornings and most of us, you know, not only my family, but anybody that has family in Palestine, anybody that has any affiliation with Palestine, go straight for their phone to see what has happened overnight. And it's something that is taking a toll on us mentally. It's taking a toll on us physically.
Al-Dasuki and other local residents have signed the Urbana ceasefire resolution, which urges representatives to call for a ceasefire. I'm Noor Longhi, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about a new investigation that finds information about the Champaign Police Chief's track record was not disclosed to city council members. That story is next on 217 Today.
Miss Scarlet and the Duke from Masterpiece returns as Eliza assumes control over the business of Nash & Sons. Familiar sources come to the rescue when her takeover gets off to a rocky start. Outside of work, Eliza's relationship with the Duke intensifies as a potentially life-altering decision looms. Members can binge all 6 new episodes plus all previous seasons now with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The city of Champaign selected Timothy Tyler as its new police chief in 2022. Tyler came with more than 30 years of law enforcement experience, but his track record is spotty. He's been investigated numerous times for misconduct, and several of those investigations led to disciplinary action. A new investigation I reported finds the local officials who recommended hiring Tyler may not have known about any of that. A note to listeners, this story contains descriptions of domestic violence. When Timothy Tyler was sworn in as Champaign Police Chief in June of 2022, he raised his right hand and took oaths. Then he addressed the Champaign City Council.
City manager, elected officials, I will give you my best. My main focus is to ensure that we have a safe community and that all our community members thrive.
But what attendees may not have known is that Chief Tyler has a history of misconduct, allegations of domestic violence, and disciplinary actions in previous roles. More on that in a bit. But first, it might be helpful to understand how this process works. When it comes to hiring the chief of police, city council members are invited to weigh in. But ultimately, the decision falls on one person, City Manager Dorothy Ann David. Here's how Councilmember Davion Williams explains it.
We put our suggestions in, and Dorothy definitely listens to our suggestions and for the most part goes with what we want. We kind of give her direction.
Problem is, documents obtained by IPM News and Invisible Institute suggest that Williams didn't know about Tyler's track record before making a recommendation. City officials declined to answer questions about whether any other city council members were told about Tyler's disciplinary history. The city also refused our public records request for Chief Tyler's background investigation and hiring materials. The city claims those documents contain, quote, highly personal information that Tyler did not consent to disclosing. So we went to the Illinois State Police and got documents that reveal details about Tyler's track record that have never been reported publicly. Here's what we learned. In the 90s, Tyler was an officer in a south suburb of Chicago. There, he was named in three federal lawsuits, two of which were dismissed. The third accused Tyler of excessive force and false arrest. That case was settled out of court. Tyler then joined the Illinois State Police. In 2008, he got into an argument with his girlfriend at the time, a Chicago police officer. Eyewitnesses later told investigators that both Tyler and his girlfriend had taken their guns out of their holsters, and the girlfriend briefly pointed her weapon at Tyler. An eyewitness said Tyler grabbed his ex-girlfriend's utility belt and her arm. Investigators sustained charges against Tyler for conducting himself, quote, unfavorably and improperly drinking while off duty. Tyler entered into a settlement agreement, meaning he admitted to wrongdoing and accepted discipline, which included a 7-day suspension. Also in 2008, the Illinois State Police determined Tyler had improperly followed a car at a high speed with his lights on. Later, in 2014, a $100 bill seized during a traffic stop went missing. Investigators found Tyler and three other officers were at fault. In both of these incidents, Tyler entered into settlement agreements and received written reprimands. Fast forward to 2022. Chief Tyler praised Champaign for its transparency in a promotional interview for the city.
The city of Champaign put their money where their mouth is. I've been in law enforcement a long time. I've never really seen a city government where they're very upfront and transparent about the relationship with the police department.
But if they're so transparent, why hasn't the city disclosed more about Chief Tyler's background? That's a question local activist Rita Connerly has.
It's disturbing to know that we have someone who has had disciplinary actions against them, and they are now in this position of the highest leadership within our police force.
As a survivor of domestic violence, Connerly says she's particularly disappointed by those allegations.
It weighs heavy because we know, especially with domestic violence, that police don't respond to victims in a way in which the victims need. To have someone who is at the top who has conducted similar activity, it's almost like a slap in the face.
I emailed Councilmember Davion Williams a list of what we uncovered. Since he'd previously spoken with me about the hiring process generally, I called him to ask his thoughts.
I don't have any comments on it. I just prefer not to talk about it.
I later found out, through open records requests, that Williams forwarded my email about Chief Tyler to the city manager and asked, quote, were we aware of these incidents as a city? There's no record of an email response. The Champaign Police Department would not make Chief Tyler available for comment. I'm Farrah Anderson, reporting for IPM News and the Invisible Institute. This story was produced in partnership with the Champaign-Urbana Civic Police Data Project of the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute. Sam Stecklow co-reported this story, and Isra Rahman contributed reporting. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 42 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Jim Meadows, Noor Longi, Madison Holcomb, Ferry Anderson, Sam Stecklow, and Isra Rahman. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Ferry Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.